Someone told me you'd be here, whispering these familiar things, talking to my little...
Welcome to the F Plus, an inspiring place with terrible stories that we'll read with enthusiasm. And in the room tonight we have Boots Rain Gear.
My father said that I owe him 10 years worth of sleep, and the only way I can pay him is by not sleeping for 10 years.
Jack Chick!
Things started getting weird when the robot started showering and using the actual toilet in my home.
Achilles Heelys!
He was a person who was known as a beauty digger. Like how gold diggers are known for trying to search out wealth, either in people or things, beauty diggers try to search out beauty in any way they can.
Portex!
Too many teeth!
Kendrick Lobstar!
I am the 69th person to discover the cure for cancer, and now I must take my family to the Atlantis.
And Lemon. This doppelganger is the exact copy of the guy I had caught commit incest. As I tried to kill the doppelganger kept pleading with me that it isn't the doppelganger, and the police let him go. And
Hi, Lemon.
Hi, Lemon.
Hey. Hey, how's it going? Hey, do you all like to be entertained?
No, not particularly.
Kind of depends on what you mean.
I'm good, thanks.
Why are we recording this?
All right. Well, you know,
over.
Could you have asked that, are you not want entertained?
I was really trying to not do that, but I guess here we are. Thanks.
Well,
for
you
that.
Do it poorly. Is that better?
And we're not entertained. It's pretty funny.
That's like, a good start.
Had that joke been timely, that would have been really funny. The fact that it's now like 25 years old. Well,
the thing we know about F Plus episodes is they can be recorded whenever and
yeah.
come out.
Yeah,
whenever.
That's super true. That's super true because we're
This one could come out 25 years ago.
That's true because we're still going to be referencing, you know, The Sopranos, the movie Kids,
Popples,
Popples, the cartoon Popples. Anyway, unrelated to any of that fucking aside, I want to give you a document here. This document is another one that was provided to us by Vampire Software. Vampire Software has been on an absolute tear. And this document here is called The Short Stories of Short Story 1. So I'm just going to let Vampire Software run the intro here. So, prolific, absurd horror author, Short Story 1 claims to write a short story every day, and it shows. You won't find any proofreading, editing, or quality control here, only absurd premises with clickbaited titles that go on wild tangents. In an interview on r/shortscarystories.oc from 2022, Short Story 1 shares, I started creepypastas on websites like creepypasta.org and creepypasta.com, but those websites reject a lot of stories now.
Oh, that's
so,
a problem.
So, they've got a solution.
What websites doesn't reject anything?
What website doesn't have standards? So subreddits like short scary stories where they allow all stories to be shown in general made sense to me. The posts are a mix of subreddits, r/creepypasta, r/scarystories, blah, 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 blah. So in this episode, we're going to be reading the short stories of a Reddit poster by the name of Short Story One. This is a person who has been posting short stories once every day, formerly on creepypasta sites, but because creepypasta sites have standards and Reddit doesn't, then, you know... So we're gonna start here with let's see. So this is in r/scary stories. And Jack Chick, this is a quick one. This one's called Hugs. Will you take this, please?
Absolutely. So this is as Lemon said, titled Hugs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You ever seen an illusion trick where somebody faces towards a corner of a wall and starts to hug themselves because it looks like someone is hugging them or kissing them, and it's always hilarious?
That's how I would describe that. Yeah, for sure.
I make my Glee Club laugh so hard when I do that.
What's you got any other fun illusion tricks you do, Lemon?
Just that one. If and when that one stops being funny, I will come up with a new one.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
Lemon's been working on the removable thumb trick for a while, but he hasn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know,
one time
he's
got
difficult.
My nose,
it's
and I got to say that really freaked me out. Just point that out.
You know, I once knew someone who had some really good illusion tricks, and his name was Jesus Christ.
Oh boy.
Anyways.
Oh, is that how he did all that stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the kissing somebody in a corner was his biggest thing.
Oh, but there's nobody there.
Honestly, you can't turn a page in the Bible without hearing about Jesus in his corner.
It's another miracle.
Oh, it looks like he's kissing a pretty lady. It's him.
So, it's not like we are one sentence into the story and we still can't maintain everything.
Good.
Anyhow, at a party, my drunk friend started doing it, and we were all laughing.
Yeah.
It looked like he was being groped and hugged. We could only see two arms, but then all of a sudden, more arms started appearing, and they were grabbing him. My friend started to scream, and his back got snapped, and he died. All of the extra arms disappeared, and my friend landed onto the floor.
Yay!
I'm scared.
His back
scary.
Got Ooh. Snapped.
It got snapped.
I'm glad we're starting with the scary one.
Independent of all this.
Yeah. No, Allie's Aurora says, that's scary.
It is scary. Are you all not scared?
Oh, good.
Extra
so he has a sock
hands
puppet
grabbed
account,
him,
too.
And he got snapped and died. I was scared the last time that happened to me.
Actually, so this one is semi-related to that. Kendrick.
Yo, my name is Finenet.
Yeah?
Yeah. It could have had a better ending, mate. But I liked where you went with the fake hugging. Puts an entirely different perspective on the fake hugging entirely for me, you know. Kudos.
Really makes you think.
Wait. Okay, so a creepypasta that starts off with doing the thing where you're pretending to make out in a corner, and it needs a different ending, he's saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Except that part's already hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, he was thinking it was a comedy story at first, right?
Oh.
Comedy stories.
Kendrick related, this is called My Coworker Was Obsessed with the Measurements of People's Necks.
My coworker was obsessed with people's necks. He was so obsessed that he knew the inches and size of everyone's necks, comma, that he had on his phone. He would show me on a daily basis pictures of people on his phone, and the only thing he knew about them were the inches and sizes of their necks. I might have worked with this guy. My coworker also carried a measuring tape with him wherever he went. He was always playing around with it.
All right.
Then one day...
Well, he has a website. We know this. We know this much.
Then one day, out of boredom, I started Googling the people my friend had in his phone. All of them were either missing or dead. I told my coworker this, and he then wanted to measure my neck, which I allowed out of fun.
Well, this is afterwards.
So everyone you know is dead, huh? Can I measure your neck? Oh, probably. Yeah,
there's a scene of him like at the keyboard going, oh my god, and then smash cut to the next day. Can I measure your neck? Yeah, sure.
Ooh,
yeah,
sure. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I measure my neck unless you've got
neck, it's fine.
A corner trick you want to show me. Then one day, I'm sorry, he started speaking out softly the size of my neck while using the measuring tape. He then started strangling
Big!
Me using the measuring tape.
Neck-shaped.
And he became more aggressive as he was shouting out loud the measurements of my neck. Security guards took him to the ground. He has been declared insane.
You're insane!
That's the end of the story!
I like that this... You know what? Like, most people do the thing, and I'm dead, and I'm a ghost, and I'm writing the story. But I like that... No, that doesn't make sense. Security guards got this guy. That's how I told you the story.
Security guards like, hey, man, you can't do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm insane. This man's insane.
I did like the last line, yeah, because, like, it turns out he was crazy was a surprise twist.
He started speaking out softly the size of my neck while using the measuring
under
tape.
Arrest for neck measuring without a permit. Just like... Why did the security guard... Like, what were the security guards tackling him for?
The security guard saw him take out the measuring tape and was like, what is that guy doing? Then he saw him going towards his neck and he's like, wait a minute, that guy doesn't look like a tailor.
Maybe it's one of those like really weird, like those books people passed around, those really weird old laws, like you can't measure a guy's neck more than once in the state of Utah or something like that. They dangle for it.
Hey, Portex, can you tell me about Nate?
Tell me about Nate? I can tell you all about Nate.
Thank you.
Nate the Great is very good at websites loading. First off,
I have no idea that you're stalling for time.
I'll tell you all about Nate. All right.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Nate always seemed to love kids during a shootout. That's one thing we all knew about Nate.
Oh,
right?
Boy, where is this going?
Go on.
Yeah. So I have always known Nate for always hating kids. The amount of times he has told me that he never wanted kids is uncountable. Yet, I witnessed something quite weird as me and Nate found ourselves to be stuck in some sticky situations. You know, situations where a person starts shooting strangers for no apparent reason other than a mental breakdown.
Wow, Nate sounds like fun.
Yeah, Nate, you know.
But Nate's
at least
not
he's not
the man
measuring people's necks like a true weirdo. In that moment, I saw Nate hugging a child, and it was quite an unusual reaction, but I guess people always act strange in a life-or-death situation. Then the child wraps his or her legs and arms around Nate as he tries to make a run for it, right?
Okay.
So, at first, I thought maybe Nate doesn't hate kids after all, but on our last experience, being on the receiving end of a shooter, Nate goes and finds a child, right?
Well, we've established they're Americans.
Look, I know people are going to think this eulogy's a bit weird at Grandma's funeral, but let me just tell you a little more about Nate, right? The child wraps his legs and arms around Nate, and as Nate tries to flee, a bullet hits the child holding on to Nate.
Oh,
when I finally
smart.
Caught up to Nate, when the firing stopped, Nate told me, "Kids make amazing bullet vests." And everyone thinks Nate is a hero.
You know, he posted.
Wow!
End of story. Yeah! End of story! Yeah.
So, I've heard of people sort of, like, coming up with, like, famously, like, Robert Smith, like, wrote a lot of his songs, like, based on, like, dreams. I haven't heard of somebody, like, not actually waking up. So, he's in a China, and the kid's holding on to him, and there's a shooting.
You know, at that point, if you're involved that many shootings, you might just maybe don't go out. Like, maybe just don't go anywhere. DoorDash everything.
Maybe they live in Texas. You don't know. There's nowhere for them to go.
That's true. Yeah. hey, Boots.
Hi, Lennon.
Yeah, can you Steven something for me?
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah. I would love it if you would Steven if you would Steven this next story for me.
Yeah,
can't wait to see Boots Steven.
Let me just Steven this so I can bring it up on my screen.
I'm being very careful not to read it.
Steven it up for me.
What is happening right now?
My favorite show, Google Universe.
It only takes this long to twist your mind, Jack.
Am I having a stroke or like?
Yeah, this is what your brain will work like from now on.
Great.
I bet it feels like you're in a Google King novel right now.
Get interviewed on Google Colbert. Or maybe Google Corral, I don't know.
I don't need to Google it because I Steven it.
Yay.
Everyone always Googles something when they want to find out something, and it's so common to Google it when one is pondering about a certain thing. I don't need to Google it because I can Steven it. Steven is a guy I know, and he has so much knowledge in his head that it is just unbelievable to me how one brain could possess that much information. Any question I might have on the subject, whether it be mathematics, English, history, geography, or when somebody is going to die or get resurrected.
You know what? Yeah, you can't get prognostications in Google, so that's pretty nice.
Steve really wants to know my neck size, but I just tell him, hey, come on, man, leave me alone.
Steven knows it, so I don't need to Google it, but rather I could just Steven it.
Okay. Okay, I think I got your premise.
Uh-huh.
Is the twist going to be that Steven is looking it up on Google?
Also, unlike Google, Steven knows more deeper and delicate information, like what some random person does in his or her spare time. When I wanted to know about the in and outs, there's only one in, there's several outs, of the secret life of Lucas, Google didn't know it, but Steven knew everything about Lucas. Steven knew what Lucas enjoyed doing, like staring at his own feet, because the fungus growing on it is talking to him. Steven also knew when Lucas shopped for groceries or how he went to the toilet.
What did that look like? He sits down, okay?
Well, Lucas is going to the toilet like this.
He gets carried on a palanquin. Or how he took his showers. It was so fascinating to hear about the private life of Lucas. Steven also knew that whenever Lucas found a mirror, he would charge at violently like an animal. It's so fascinating. When I wanted to know information about a random woman just for laughs, I was astonished how Steven knew everything about this woman, even though she didn't know him. He knew when she went to work, what car she drove, her favorite meals, and the places she enjoyed going.
Oh, wow. Ubisoft is making a new Watch Dogs game? Is that what's happening?
He also knew the interior design of her house and took pictures of the house.
Yeah, that's Watch Dogs, all right.
And of the women sleeping without her ever knowing. It was just incredible that Steven was better than Google. Then when I wanted to know everything about a certain random family...
You know, for no reason.
Oh, God!
Steven told me things that Google wouldn't have told me. Steven told me how the family...
Second
the family
paragraph, same as the first. A little bit louder, but a little bit worse.
Wait a minute. Hang on. There's good stuff coming up here.
My family uses he, him pronouns.
We are a hive mind.
He's also used woman and women interchangeably here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Has Steven told me how he stayed inside a certain strange family's house? Oh, Steven did this. Okay.
Yeah, Steven.
He stayed in a certain strange family's house without that family ever knowing. And he told me how the father had to constantly stop the mother from sacrificing their children in the name of witchcraft. He also told me... Mm-hmm. He also told me how the father liked to choke himself by using teddy bears and how the children pretend to be dead majority of the time to trick the mother into not killing them already.
Is he bears around his throat or is he shoving
teddy bear got
them?
Long
just
arms?
To, and diagram.
Hill, I guess? But,
Then when the whole family ended up dead, Steven didn't know anything about it, and that was unusual because he knows everything. He just doesn't want to talk about it for some odd reason, and some people call him a stalker and a murderer. But to me, he is a better version of Google.
Great story. Can we get some puppets to do puppet shows of these stories? I will absolutely do that.
it would just be two puppets kind of staring at each other.
Trying
to figure out when the narrative will start.
Right. No, it would just be one puppet just talking.
Also good. I can do this. I have a few socks, probably. I can make this happen.
Probably.
I am fully confident that you can put googly eyes on a sock Portex.
Thank you. I've also thought this about
That's
myself.
What we need
for
positive reinforcement.
You know?
They tell writers, you know, don't say show, but preferably do neither.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just sort of
it's wasted energy.
Well, I mean, this is some of his older work. I'm sure that it'll get once he gets warmed up.
Older work like a couple months ago. Yeah,
yeah. So Helios, will you tell me about your addiction?
Yeah, my addiction to oxygen is really bad. The detective was grilling me over the murders of... What? The detective was really grilling me over the murders of multiple people spanning a decade.
Okay.
Between the year 1990 and the year 2000, there have been multiple deaths that happened in the same manner.
Right.
They have been killed... They have been killed in the same way, yeah, like and the do. Cops thunk it is me.
So far, the sounds cops right. Thunk it is me.
I am no stranger to cops and detectives probing me, and I have been in and out of prison for years.
All right, uh-huh. All right. Feel like you should have problems then with the cops probing you.
I've accepted it. Okay. I have never done major stays in prison, and I have done maybe a couple months in prison.
I've done a couple months in prison over years.
Like, I'm only in there for a couple days at a time. The detective knows that I am in the system, and he knows of my history of petty crime, but these murders aren't petty crime. Yeah.
It's true.
And I will go in for a life system if I get done for. My first grilled me for the first murder in the year 1990, and I told him in the year 1990 I was dead.
That's a really shitty album. I couldn't have done it.
I think it's perfect, actually. Honestly. I think it would really work.
You would be surprised how many people use that as an excuse.
Excuse me, officer, I was dead at the time.
Oh, my apologies. Have a good night.
Fuck! Oh, I'll get you next time!
It's so unfair that they keep arresting revenants.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to put you in for a couple days to a month here and there.
I had seeked help for my addiction to oxygen, and I was strangled till I couldn't breath. I was dead for a year, and I even had video footage of me being strangled.
Okay.
I have a serious problem with oxygen addiction, and I breath so much in. If I am in a lift or somewhere confined, I breath in speech oxygen that other people would start struggling to breath due to the lack of oxygen.
I breath in speech oxygen that other people would start struggling to breath due to lack of oxygen.
Yeah, that's what I said. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Then I showed him a death certificate. That shows I was dead for 6 months. Then the detective moved on. The detective started grilling me for another death in 1992 during the summer. I proved to him that it couldn't be me because I had seemed help again for oxygen addiction as I had relapsed. I had gone for oxygen addiction therapy where I was strangled and I had died.
Wow. So there's really only one way to cure oxygen addiction.
Yeah.
It seems they all use the same method.
He just has a reverse CPAP machine that's like a vacuum cleaner or something.
My oxygen addiction was so bad that even if I was in an office, I would breath that much in that other people in the office would collapse. So,
oh man, that's a great vision.
This new M. Night Shyamalan script really sucks.
There's like Emily from accounting is like grabbing the a lamp or something about to fly away, breathing in all the-
I'm some sort of Kirby that.
Oh yeah.
Just
no. This is two rooms and they've got signs on them. One of them says oxygen addiction therapy, and the other one says. Oxygen deprivation enthusiasts, and they both just go to the same room.
Every time you breathe in, you have to step into one room to breathe out.
Far side comic.
I feel like my brain's really starting to disconnect.
Why?
I don't know.
It's the oxygen.
I showed the oxygen. I've got too much oxygen going on.
Too much oxygen. You gotta get out of here.
I showed the detective my death as I was dead for 8 months this time. I proved the detective wrong when he accused me of being the killer in the year 1994, 1996, and all the way to the year 2000.
Those were O.J. Simpson. Allegedly.
The murders were all done in the same way. They had bite marks all over and their skin torn open.
Okay, all right.
I left the police station smiling, as the detectives had asked the wrong questions. He asked me if I had murdered them on the assumption that I was alive. In reality, I had killed those people when I was dead.
Whoa! Oh, wow!
You asked the wrong questions, Capper.
Be the first to comment.
All right, everyone get your comments ready.
Nobody.
I couldn't have done it. I was Jordan Peterson. I was in a coma.
Boy, look at all the comments.
Sex machines were pulling all your oxygen out your dick.
Hey, can I tell you about Patrick?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
SpongeBob.
So, thank you very much.
No problem. Yeah, like you do.
So, Patrick only eats attractive people.
No, no, Patrick. This wedding toast
oh, that
is
Patrick.
Gonna be really great.
Yeah, I'm not eating any Uggos.
Finally, I'm safe.
I mean, it's could be Patrick Bateman at this point. So my daughter came into my room crying, and I had to put my work laptop down and try to calm down my daughter, which isn't easy. She is only a teenager, but it is at this stage where kids become complicated. I asked her what was wrong, and her answer made me really worried. Patrick, who only eats attractive people, had eaten Jerry, Michelle, and Sienna, but not me. So that means I'm not attractive, she blurted out.
That is the biggest problem you can have when you're hanging out with a cannibal.
Boy, I was worried that my kids are going to ask me about sex. Now I'm worried about this.
You're going to sell her to military school.
She won't have to worry about it when I send her to military school. You're right.
I had no idea what to say or who this Patrick was, and I wanted to call the police, but my daughter, comma, became more psychotic when she heard I intended to call the police. She clearly didn't want the police involved.
This is a community matter. This is not for the police.
Right. So, are you ready for this next sentence?
I am. Give it
okay.
A minute.
Okay. So, one of the things about, like, sort of narrative. Okay, so one of the things about plot. I'm sorry, I have to teach you this, but escalation matters.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So this next paragraph is, Patrick knows who is attractive and who is not attractive, and clearly I am ugly because he doesn't want to eat me, she blurted out.
All right, yeah. Didn't know that before, know it now. Good.
Yeah, escalation. Good. All right. I tried to be supportive, and I kept on telling my daughter that she was beautiful in her own way.
Oh, you don't know. Personality. You say that? No. Oh, you screwed that up.
That's what happened.
No, you are. You are beautiful. In your own, you know, in your own way.
It's a matter of speaking. Everyone is beautiful, you know. Yeah.
It's not what's on the outside that counts, honestly, honey.
Plus, who cares what Patrick eats?
I'm sure Patrick will eat you eventually. Don't worry about it. You're just a late bloomer. It's fine.
When there's no one else left.
I would eat you last person.
Okay, I only made things worse, and then her mother took hold of her and took her shopping. I imagine that these were things mothers and daughters can only solve when it came to attractiveness.
That is the worst sentence I think we've ever read on this podcast.
That can't be. What about all these other sentences?
Oh, yeah, those are pretty bad, too. Good point.
What about that entire last story?
What about I showed the detective my death as I was dead for 8 months this time?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's a pretty bad sentence.
Sorry, okay, I was dead for that portion.
My daughter came back.
My daughter came back with a new fashion sense and a new packs of makeup.
Uh-oh.
Buy 'em by the pack.
Yep.
We cake your face in the stuff, maybe Patrick will like you.
Like, yeah, like every time my daughter needs some new makeup, I take her to Costco.
Quantity is more important than anything.
We get the 300 pack.
You get her a booster pack, I see. Yeah.
No. Like, I get her the tub of foundation.
You You pour it, like, upside down over her head, kind of like with the Jello. It like,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
and then pull it up.
Go to Costco and get her the makeup gun from The Simpsons.
I think, you know, I think you should get it, like, in a drum so she can just put her head in there.
Yeah, yeah.
The Joker way, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. The things kids do these days, it's just so alien. That's a sentence. Then my daughter came home so full
of
energy.
So alien.
It's so alien. It's not normal like me. Then my daughter came home so full of energy and happiness, and she excitedly shouted out loud, "Patrick wants to eat me! That means I'm good looking!"
I'm hoping Patrick is an actual just monster of some sort, like not a guy of any kind.
So, knowing at this point that my child's death is imminent, the next sentence is, "I didn't know how to react, as I had negative and positive emotions running through me at once."
I'll no longer have this ugly child.
But how long did it last?
My wife hugged my daughter and told me off for not being truly happy for my daughter. I tried to speak some sense into her, but my wife scolded me for not properly supporting my daughter as she finally found some comfort in the way she looks. She's going over to Patrick's now, who finds her attractive enough to eat. I can't stop trembling.
Yay!
God, can you imagine finishing that, typing that sentence and be like, nailed it.
Yeah! Yeah.
I'm gonna...
Everyone yes, will scary. Clearly understand what I mean here.
Fist pound the air.
Hi, my name's Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I will be sharing this with a friend that calls herself ugly.
Oh, thanks. What a good friend. That's true.
Good. Good, good, good.
I like how there's a reply that says, "I don't think she meant eating my body, good sir." And he's then short story 01 replies, "No, Patrick is a cannibal."
Leaving it up to the readers for cowards.
And then another person says, "Hello, Patrick, are you eating?" "No, this is Patrick."
Oh, wow. See, I told you.
Great.
I'm gonna open up Short Story 01's account just for some future reference.
If a mess were a person, just responds to a Reddit comment with, "I hate it here."
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's
same.
Correct.
But I have to be here.
Deleted says, "I like this one. Neat and fresh."
Okay, so we're going to go into the next section here. The next section is called Just Weird. Hey, Portax.
Yeah.
Hey, Portax.
Yeah.
Can you take this story? It's called The Sorry Man Likes to Say Sorry.
Oh, sorry, everyone, but The Sorry Man likes to say sorry.
I suppose that's why he's called that.
This story is from 4 years ago. This is ancient, as far as the short story
I'm sure
one.
This one would be a really easy read.
Anthology, yeah. The sorry man likes to say sorry to people. Oh. So the sorry man liked to hurt people so that he could say sorry to them. If the sorry man does something to you, do not accept his apologies. If you do accept his apologies, then you are essentially feeding him his drug. I wish I knew this at first.
Okay, okay.
The first time I met the sorry man was when he messed up my front lawn. Then I came outside and the sorry man started to apologize and even gave me money. I accepted his apology. I'm scared. There's a thunderstorm going outside, so it's extra spooky, am I? When I accepted his apology, he gave a weird smile. He then came back another day and crashed into my car and started apologizing profusely. He also gave me more cash, and I accepted his apology and fixed my car myself. His smile became even more menacing. We're only a couple sentences away from the ending, so it's gonna get super scary.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Yeah.
We are in. Yeah, this is r/scary stories.
Yeah. He then started to throw stuff at my home, and I went outside to confront him. As I was punching him, the sorry man was just saying sorry while crying. He was also offering me more money, but I just didn't care about the money at the time. It was like he was buying apologies or my acceptance of his apology.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. We got three sentences left. So hang on. The guess, right? Terror is going to come in one big shotgun blast. You all are going to be horrified, all right? Then I came home to find that my house had been burnt down with my family inside.
Okay. That's fine.
Is still trying to apologize to me, but I am not accepting his apologies anymore. I will not feed him what he wants.
Yeah, that's the important thing about what happened.
Scary! Scary!
Hey, I burnt down your house! Sorry about that! Sorry! Sorry that I killed your family! Oh, I'm sorry.
My bad.
Hey, short story one. My name is Pai Milparat.
That's a word. I'm glad.
Yep. I'm so sorry you had to go through this. Short story one. I'm so sorry you had to go through this, I say in the comments.
Yes. I will not feed you anymore of wanting me to accept your apology.
Oh boy. Hi, I'm deleted. Mate, the man just hap a couple onions.
Wow, it's spreading.
I am Zears.
Uh-huh.
This was a good story. Good job.
Encouragement is important.
Whoa, I've just uncovered some short story one lore here.
Okay.
Short story one is responding to someone being mean. People think it's easy at what I do. I literally go through 5 to 10 stories a day until I reach one that gets popular. I delete the unpopular ones.
Oh!
Can we please have
that?
Can we have the ones that weren't good enough? Please.
I hadn't.
It's really hard being a reincarnated L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah! Honestly, like, I hadn't considered this as a form of editing. Right? Like it's the year 2024, obviously editing. Ugh, no. So instead of that, just write 4 stories and let the algorithm edit it for you.
It's the perfect crime.
It's yeah. Hey Heelys.
Oh yeah.
Can you I'm gonna let you I want you to take the title of the story. There's no comments on it.
Okay. For over 20 years, they are still holding guns to each other's head. Sorry. It's so hard to read these sentences. For over 20 years, they are still holding guns to each other's head inside the mall.
All right.
Who is they?
Well, I'll tell you. In the year 1980, multiple gangs were at war.
The
multiple gangs. Math teachers.
Yeah, and they were going to have their shootout inside a large mall.
All right, let's have our shootout now.
Let's take it inside.
I'm gonna get you outside the tasty freeze. You see?
Listen here, we're gonna solve this once and for all.
You and me. Honestly, outside the Claire's.
You've described that is a one sentence description of a great 80s movie. So I'm in, you know.
Look, their turf is the hot dog on a stick and they're not giving it up.
Yeah, it's more of a shoot in at this point.
That's the title of the movie.
And it can star the sock puppets that I'm already making. It's great.
Okay. All right. Oh yeah.
I'm thinking like Jean-Claude Van Damme, but I'm ready, you know, yours might work too.
I don't need to hear
Jean-Claude Van Damme and puppets. No. Obviously that would work great.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And then the big reveal really is Steven Seagal.
Well, let's hear
he
the rest of the story.
Kicks the puppet off of the hand. That's how hard he kicks.
Steven Seagal, is he allowed back in America yet, though?
No, we're going to have to shoot this in Belarus.
I hope not.
We're going to shoot this in Romania. Yeah, then. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's Google Seagal, actually.
Continuity.
It was a tense day for them all. Yeah. Yep. And then it happened. The gangs... The gangs pulled their guns out at each other.
Oh, yeah.
Gong. Gong.
Attention. Gong. At 3:05 p.m., we'll be having a shootout.
This led to the passerbys to also pull out their guns. Okay. And this kept on carrying on until every person inside the mall was pointing a gun at someone, and vice versa.
Okay, so this is like...
the guns are pointing at
like... This is like late era South Park.
Yeah, remember that meme where everyone froze in time to that song? It's like that, but they all have guns.
I think this gag could work in like Naked Gun or something. Mm-hmm. I think it would be good.
But this is scary though. It was a huge standstill inside the mall. The police tried to intervene and remedy the situation.
That'll get more guns out of the situation. how do we subtract guns from here? Ah, the cops, yes. Perfect.
But in the end, they couldn't do anything, and they just closed off the mall with the people still holding a gun to each other.
Oh my god! Whoa! Never mind, this story rules!
Just frozen in time.
I like it a lot now.
I hope he covers like how they eat and like sleep and stuff. Are they just
no,
like,
yeah, they just, everyone backs out slowly.
Hey, can you point your gun at Jim? I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Then in the year 1990, that mall was still filled up with those same people in the year 1980, and they were still holding guns to each other's heads.
Yeah, but now, but now, like they're wearing like the short, like Adidas shorts, rather than the hyper color.
Just lots and lots of windbreakers.
Just sun ice jackets.
That would be so good, though.
It's been locked up, but people still sneaked in to check out the people holding guns to each other's head.
I would.
Yeah.
See, that's how you get your fish out of water character to introduce you to the concept in the movie, right? Some kids sneak in because they heard that this standoff has been going on for 10 years.
Hey, new kid.
Yeah.
You have to crawl, duck, and tiptoe around the people holding a gun to each other's head. Mm-hmm. Every corner of the mall had people holding a gun to one and another.
I heard that.
People were in this mall.
I was a rebellious kid. Oh, now I'm in the story. Who just wanted to check it out, and it was incredible.
Hi, it's me. Short story. You wonder how I got here. Well,
I've never seen a mall before. They don't have
the very
them in
same
my time.
People.
A pretzel's as big as your head.
I'm surprised Short Story 1 had time to go to a mall with all the story writing they're doing.
You just have to spend all that story writing money from all the...
Oh, yeah. Okay, the very same people who were here inside the mall in the 1980s pointing a gun at someone hadn't aged a day at all.
Oh, yeah, great. See, Portex, you were wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. It's Twilight Zone luck.
Sorry for that earlier, guys. This is the M. Night Shyamalan twist.
They hadn't eaten anything.
Yeah. You got the beach that makes people old, the movie, and then the mall that makes people old, the movie.
So once you have fun on the beach, you can go shopping in the mall.
Why are all these guys pointing guns at each other? I feel like I'm going crazy or something.
I'm just in a simple mall in Philadelphia.
They hadn't eaten anything or even drinking anything. Mm-hmm. It's because of this huge standoff, and it's kept aging, hunger, and thirst at bay.
This is really good. This is really good. And then at some point, like, Nora Jones is going to burst in and, and sing a song about how violence is tragic.
Mm-hmm.
And all violence is self-inflicted.
But then when they drop their guns down, they immediately melt into, like, little piles of bones.
Oh, yeah, they can't. Yeah, it's like a metaphor. Oh. They can't stop now because that's what keeps them around.
One thing I wasn't aware of is that sometime on a random hour, these people would quickly change to point their gun at someone else. My friends and I had to quickly duck so that we don't get a gun to our head.
Not sure how that metaphor, but that's whatever. Yeah, awesome. Okay, fine.
Also, my friends are here now.
you pick some along the way.
So you're going to the mall, of course you're going with friends.
Yeah, that's
where the arcade is.
They're pointing the light guns at each
that
other.
That is a very old reference point, Bootstrake.
Well,
you know that's not the true now, right?
It's 1990. It's 1990 in the story.
Okay, you're right. I take it back. Yeah. I saw it. You're right.
We brought guns
like
ourselves.
Nerf guns at each other's heads and squirt guns and stuff. You ran out of actual guns.
Super soakers.
Yeah.
Also, we brought guns ourselves, just in case, you know.
Yeah.
Then when these people quickly changed and pointed their gun at someone new, I was slow to duck, and I had someone from 1980 pointing a gun at me, and I quickly pointed a gun at him. I shouted to my friends, "Help, guys, help!"
Oh, okay. Never mind. This is back to being an excellent movie. I mean, like, or like a Chris Cunningham music video. It would work there too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's like part of the, like, you can dance. You could dance. Like, make it.
Yeah. Some Aphex Twin in the back.
Yeah, good ideas. Like, we do, like, Gun Kata from a.
Yeah!
But with no shooting, though. You're just doing the dancing part.
Is that John Woo?
The Equilibrium?
No. That wasn't John Woo.
Didn't
John Woo work on that? I feel like that he did. But anyway.
Insofar as the people who made that movie watched John Woo movies.
Yes. You know, all of this, I'm still ready to invest.
I think the Wachowskis worked on that movie in the same capacity.
None of this has changed my desire to invest in the film.
No, this is, I'm with Lemon. This is a good idea for a movie. We're making
it.
We're making this.
My friends got my parents and police involved, and my dad tried pushing me out of the way. The guy who was pointing a gun at me shot my dad, and this caused another change where everyone was pointing their gun at someone new, including me. Okay. The police crawled through the floor to drag my dead father out, but I was stuck.
Sorry, kid, you're on your own.
It's now...
I feel like the police crawling through the floor... A little bit of a third act change, but that's fine, I guess.
Go through some rewrites, like, I feel.
The police are like sandworms.
That's its own movie. Now you're making a spinoff.
Get your dad, kid, okay. But we gotta go through the floor.
The police who are the Tremors.
Yeah.
It's now 2024, and I haven't aged a day, and I'm still pointing the gun at the same guy and vice versa.
And holding a phone and typing out my story to Reddit.
It's really good.
I am hoping for another change where everyone points their gun at someone new. You still get stupid rebellious kids entering the building messing around.
Yeah.
Woo!
Done.
Woo! So it's not going to be... So your dad's going to get removed. It's going to be your love interest. Like, it'll be like a tough girl with like a short spiky haircut. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she'll die, but like, yeah.
Which Wahlberg
and she'll introduce you to the world.
Which Wahlberg do we get for this one?
Oh, fuck! I mean, let's just get two cheap ones.
Yeah. We might have to get one of those side bald ones.
What's the best bang for our buck on Wahlbergs?
Yeah, exactly. Can we also get a shitty Baldwin?
We'll swap them back and forth like the Olsen twins. Yeah. Who gives
a
shit?
Well, we definitely won't want Alec on
there. Yeah, Adam Baldwin, who isn't related to the other ones, but is definitely the worst.
Again, I'm ready. My check is waiting for your deposit.
We're gonna hit Netflix. We're gonna hit Hulu. We're gonna hit Smabby. We're gonna hit Flip.
Smabby. Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll.
I thought this was a Shudder
adaptation. Hell yeah.
I thought this was a Shudder exclusive.
Ooh, Dropout. Yeah, they'll pay like $45 for this.
Get that Quibi money.
Hey Boots.
Exclusive premiere at Fire Festival. Okay, yeah.
Hey Boots, tell me about your useless degree, won't you please?
Yeah. I would love to tell you about my useless degree.
Yeah.
I taught a useless degree for 30 years, and now I can't go into MC Donald's.
What's up, y'all?
Dun dun ooh, dun dun. Remix.
Everybody, it's MC Donald.
That's the sound of the deep fryer. That's the sound of the deep fryer.
Another great idea. See, we got a second movie coming.
Are you loving it? I'm loving it. Anyway, I have been teaching a useless degree for 30 years, and now I can't even go to MC Donald's. Trick is to be able to teach a useless degree for 30 years is being a great salesman. That is all education is at this point. It's business. It's a business. Education isn't about teaching and learning. It's about who can make the most money. It's a sad reality, but I have milked it the best way I can. I have always been a great talker, and I can sell almost anything. Now it seems karma has hit me, as I had sold too well the useless degree that I had taught. I remember wanting a MC Donald's. And as soon as I stepped into the restaurant, every worker there was a student of mine. They all studied the useless degree that I had promised them would give them a great life. The way they were all looking at me, and I knew they hated me for essentially ruining their life. It was extremely awkward, and I knew that they blamed me for being stuck in a dead-end job like MC Donald's. I ordered from the self-checkout, and when my number was called out, every MC Donald's worker was just staring at me. I grabbed my food, and I went out, but something in me told me not to eat the food. I gave it to a homeless man, and as I watched him eat my MC Donald's, he started bleeding out blood.
What?
And I knew my past students had poisoned it. They did it as revenge for teaching them a useless degree that has now nailed them to the dead-end jobs.
This was uncooked chicken.
I then went unto KFC.
Barely. Show me this kernel you speak of. I wish to have an audience.
And once again, every worker there was also a student of mine in the past. Their eyes were piercing me, and I knew they had hated me for making them choose my degree course over the others. I ordered my food, and it was a past student who took my order, and the way she sounded towards me was one of hatred. I gave the food to another homeless man, and once again he died. I'm a murderer at this point.
Why does this keep happening?
I then realized that the homeless man was also a student of mine.
Oh, damn it!
Maybe I sold the useless course a bit too well, and now so many people are stuck in jobs they never dreamed of. I just wanted to eat something, and every fast food joint I went to, it was full of workers who used to study the useless degree that I had taught.
I really like this utopia that you set up, where marketing degrees, you know, end up with people working at McDonald's. Or sorry, MC Donald's.
God, do you live in a Sims universe?
That is a better world.
This is definitely the city of tomorrow.
Then I needed someone to fix something in my house, and the builder that came was also an ex-student. I needed to move away. Well, that person had got a good job.
I'm Astronico 54. This was so well written. I genuinely thought this was off my chest. Or am I the asshole? Maybe even a today I fucked up post. What? You got me. Well done.
What?
Score -4.
Today I fucked up by teaching an entire city a useless degree that's full of McDonald's
and then poison some homeless
and also talk them all into the degree, and also I was the only professor teaching an entire degree course.
Right. Today yes. I fucked up by doing all of it.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole?
Not I killed two homeless men.
Question. Am I the asshole? I don't know.
Hey, Jack, can you tell me about your grandma?
So my 300-year-old grandma is still entertaining on stage, and it's disgusting.
Oh, boy.
So you're how old then? How old are you?
Unclear. Maybe we'll find out.
Okay. That's disgusting.
Okay.
Maybe it's the witch from Dragon Ball. You don't know.
My 300-year-old great-great-grandma is still living it up.
Wait, I'm not good at math, but...
Bait and switch, asshole.
Great-great-grand... Yeah, okay. You know what?
Yeah, I know. You're fucking stuck now,
motherfucker. She's on the stage like, hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
Well, the world stage.
Oh. Yeah,
she can sing really well, and she has been famous throughout the decades.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Although it's disgusting.
What an asshole.
Although it's disgusting to see her on stage doing her thing with the whole world watching her. Huh? Now when people watch her live, their eyes start to burn away and their bodies disintegrate into nothing.
She's a Gorgon. He forgot to.
Yeah. So okay. All right.
Buried the lead. Also.
All right. This is. You know what? This is actually a good movie too. Now that I think of it,
Granny Gorgon's World Tour. We'll call it.
It's like it's kind of a parody of like celebrity culture, right, yeah. Man?
Yeah. If that happened when people watch Taylor Swift, it'd probably take her a couple concerts before people stopped going. So.
I love Tay-Tay. say, I'm dying!
But if she's a dancing Gorgon, I don't know. I think that has
she
a lot of
literally killed on stage.
It's nice. It's nice. And we can get, if as long as we get the, we could get actually Taylor Swift in the role.
As the
of the as three the grandma, grandma.
Disgusting grandma.
Well, wouldn't it be a puppet of Taylor Swift?
Okay, yeah.
No, you gotta do it like the clown
makeup
voice.
On it. Be like that. It could be like that. What was the movie with the Bill and Ted guy? Freaked. We could get like the all those special effects on her to make her like a gross, like slobbery Gorgon.
What a perfect reference that will resonate
everybody. Everyone in the audience definitely saw Freaked, right?
Yeah.
Showed in like what three theaters overall? I'm sure that everyone listening right now.
I barely know what you're talking about.
I had to look it up. I'm sorry.
This is the contract we get when we invite Portex to the podcast, and we love it.
Everyone loves Popples and Freaked. And all the Hanna-Barbera shit I was talking about.
For all my Quaid heads.
All you Randy Quaid fans out there.
Yeah.
Don't watch.
You need to watch the full catalog where you're like, you need to watch everything Randy Quaid has ever been in.
Let's see. The thing is, okay, we probably
No.
Whoa. All right. Freaked cost $12 million to make it and made $29,000.
All right, what do you got, Jack?
When she performs live, all that is left after her show is the thousands of icky, muck, liquid-like substance that were once living people.
Yeah. See? I'm right.
You sure are. The things she does on stage might have been cool and hot back when she was young, but now it's disgusting, especially due to her age.
Yep. And being a Gorgon, damn it.
My 300-year-old grandma wants to do another show, and I have tried to talk her out of it, but she still wants to do it. Out of desperation, I reached out to a man who is good at stopping things and turning things off.
Yeah, okay. All right, there's a good establishing
audiences.
I'm good at stopping things.
I'm sorry.
I have a certain talent.
I'm sorry. You guys cut me off before I could finish the sentence, so I'm going to read the whole sentence.
Sorry.
Out of desperation, I reached out to a man who is good at stopping things and turning things off. His name is Tony.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Wait, throw away all those jokes.
Yeah.
Let's now only make jokes about his name being Tony.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Changes everything. I didn't know his name was Tony.
You might say I'm good at stopping things, and my name's Tony.
Good old stopping Tony.
I told him about my 300-year-old grandma and how she still thinks that she is still young.
Wait, okay.
Is that the problem?
Tony once knew a 500-year-old man who was still entertaining millions on the stage, and whenever...
That's disgusting!
And whenever people saw him live on stage, the audience would die after seeing a 500-year-old man doing some unsavory things on stage.
No, it's respectable. He's a silver fox.
Their souls literally left them.
I'm out of here.
Why did they go to the show then? They know that this is going to happen. Is it just the most intense thing?
Well, because Tony wasn't there to put a stop to it. Poor Tex, keep up.
I told you about it. I got dishwashers. Yeah. I do lamps. I got...
Tony's brother is the booking agent.
He'll literally stop your heart.
All the posters for this, though, would be so good.
On the day of my 300-year-old grandma's singing show, I was hoping Tony would put a stop to it. Instead, my grandma did her thing, and the audience's eyes had burned away, and their bodies had disintegrated.
Yeah, okay.
After my 300-year-old grandma's show had finished, all that was left was just this liquid muck all over the ground. This was from the audience members' bodies disintegrating from watching a 300-year-old woman dancing and singing around on stage.
I kind of.
This seems familiar to me somehow.
It's like poetry, like rocket.
Not to read ahead, but I think I was accidentally right.
I confronted Tony and I asked him why he didn't stop it, and his response was, "Hey, I turn things off by letting them do their thing until they run out of energy. I turn off light bulbs till the bulb can no longer give off light."
What?
That's not how light bulbs work.
The light bulb's just like, oh god, keep messing with my head, I'm done.
I turn off tap water till the water stops running, and I actually turned off a nuclear bomb by letting it blow up. When you turn something on, it automatically switches off because it will finish whatever it is doing.
Yeah, I feel like you should have asked for Tony's resume my job, but I'm when accidentally he said that he was good at turning things off.
I turn things, like, things off by letting them be on, you see.
In that instance, I regretted ever going to him because of how he turns things off. My 300-year-old grandma still has no intention of ever stopping dancing and singing around on stage.
Well, Tony! Good for
Tony, the true villain. Oh, I can imagine the YouTube discourse now. Was Tony the true villain of the 300 grandmas?
Coming down to the end here, Kendrick, you are on r/stay awake, and there's a missive. There's a thing that you need to do. What is that?
I have to create 10,000 babies by the end of the month.
Well, fucking get to it.
Oh, I see. So you're an artist.
You gonna talk or you gonna make babies? Come on.
I have decided to make 10,000 babies by the end of the month, and I don't know why I want this, but I just do. I don't know how I'm going to raise them or acquire extra money for them, but I'm still gonna do it. When it comes to babies, you should just do it, and you can't think too much into it.
Hell yeah, man!
My mother
High five.
Is really urging me as well to have 10,000 babies by the end of the month, as she wants lots of grandchildren.
Oh, it's a singular mother.
The great mother.
The first couple babies I made mother were Earth. Perfect, but they're still far away from the 10,000 mark.
Okay, so what? So you're an amphibian.
You're a Suriname toad and they're crawling out of your skin simultaneously.
My mother urged me to still make more babies as my babies were quickly growing and already walking after a couple of weeks. Then they started to become teenagers and they were going through all the phases of teenagehood. We raised them to be simple and down to earth, but when my teenage children started to, proper name, don fashion different fashion senses and beliefs, it's affected the timeline.
Hey, I'm Don Fashion Sentence!
I had new memories now, and instead of raising them to be normal, I now had memories of raising them to be abnormal.
In what way?
Every time my teenage children had donned a new fashion and personality, it affected the timeline and gave me new memories of how I raised them. If my children committed crimes, then it was my fault, because even though I tried raising them normal, I now had new memories of raising them to be bad.
I feel like the story used to be about something else.
Yep.
My children became, it would change the past and my actions of how I raised them. I had 100 children at this point, and so many wives, ex-wives, and ex-girlfriends that I lost count. My children then became old and died, and I was nowhere near the 10,000 count.
Oh, I only have 3,437.
Yeah, and you're running out of month.
This is the worst take on Brewster's Millions I've ever seen in my life.
Where am I going to get all these babies?
Another movie.
So you love babies, huh? Well, I'm going to lock you in the closet until you smoke all of these babies.
My mother screamed at me that I needed 10,000 babies by the end of the month. But halfway through the month, my babies had grown old of age and died. I found new partners to create more newer babies, and I had 200 babies this time, and they were all walking by the first week. When they became teenagers by the second week, and whatever personality or fashion sense they had chosen, it affected me, the timeline, and it also changed my memories of how I originally raised them to be.
Babies.
I always start off raising them to be boring and down to earth. So,
boo!
If children end up becoming or doing, it is always my fault. Why don't we know that? When the month comes to its end, all of my new 200 babies had grown old and had died of old age. My mother was screaming at me because I was never going to reach the 10,000 babies count by the end of the month.
And then just period and fuck it.
What the fuck?
What does that have to do with anything?
I failed to come up with a premise, but I wrote my story for the day. Fuck it.
My mother's yelling at me. Like, something tells me short story one might have had his mom yelling at him.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Maybe there's some mom-related trauma. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, wait.
Wait. I think we need both.
Okay,
need both
you know what? Actually, Boots, I was about to give you a different story.
I just want to read this story from 2 days ago.
Okay, yeah, what's that?
So 2 days ago from, like, the 420 that we're recording this on.
Right, yeah. Happy 420.
Yeah, Jenny, you really need a fart right now.
Jenny, you really need a fart right now.
Jenny, you really need to fart right now.
Jenny,
I
worked in a scientific laboratory, and we were working on something that was really ahead of our times.
Farting.
We were working on a super soldier serum, and we wanted to create soldiers that were super strong and fast. We started off with so much hope, but hope is pointless if the results are lacking. Dr. Meinhand.
Yeah!
See? This guy's got it in him.
He wrote a paper with Das Foot.
No, Dr. Johann, no Meinhand. No Johann, no Meinhand.
Dr. Meinhand was the first to notice that something was going terribly wrong with the soldiers we were experimenting on. He noticed that they weren't turning into super soldiers, but rather that they were turning into zombies.
He just went straight to human tests without anything before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, as far as we know, you know, maybe that was...
Dr. Meinhand really sounds like someone who's going to follow the rules, right?
You got to save some stuff for the prequel,
Jack. You don't go to evil doctor school to follow the rules.
This is in the She-Wolf of the SS extended universe.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Dr. Meinhand tried telling the managers, but as usual, the shitty managers just fobbed it off.
Das Manager Scheiße!
The manager of what? All the MC Donalds?
The managers have unfobbed it off.
Yeah. I guess they were more worried about what the investors would think. Behind the manager's back, he created a cure as quickly as he could, and in the form of tablets, he placed them in cakes.
All right, get to the farting. Come on.
What?
Yeah.
Dr. Mind cares? A baker as well?
Because zombies love cakes.
You don't... Come on, Kendrick. You don't like foreplay?
Yeah, that's one of those cakes. Maybe it looks like, you know, those cakes that look like other stuff.
Why does it matter
that
and then he puts them in cakes?
What do zombies like to say?
Like... The same bow. Something zombies say. Go, mbow, I eat cake. Mbow.
Like, it would have. In order to make a tablet, you have to have a power. They do that. You just bake it into the fucking cake.
Dragons go rah, rah, rah.
The logic of this is
zombies go mbow, mbow.
You have to put the tablet
into the
cake. That's
the problem. The logic of getting the tablet is the issue with this story. You guys, you know.
Yeah. The investors were going to visit.
If you put the cake, then you have to, like, close their mouth, hold their mouth closed like a dog until they swallow the tablet. You don't want to do that with a zombie. They're trying to bite you. Don't be stupid.
The investors were going to visit our laboratory for a show of these so-called super soldiers. The super soldiers were going to be let out of their cages. Dr. Meinhand was fired, as expected,
He
told me of the zombie problem and the tablets he had put into the cakes. Basically, somebody has to eat them. And in the form of farts, the chemicals would quickly spread into the air and essentially kill off the zombies.
It's the only possible way to aerosolize particles.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. The only solution to our problem is cake farts.
That's the only solution.
Hey, you know what I like the most?
Cake farts. So,
yeah, don't Google that.
General, I understand that you're going to show us... these super soldiers that are killers that recognize neither friend nor foe.
Right.
Yes. Can you let them out of the cage, please?
They are unkillable at this point, right? Yes. All right, definitely.
Out of the cage. Out of the cage.
Those of us
that
have served in the military know that this is accurate.
Ha, Could this have been prevented somehow?
So far,
I went to the room where Dr. Mein Hans had placed the cakes with the tablets inside them. And as I entered the room, I found Jennifer had eaten them all.
Damn it, Jennifer.
How big are the cakes?
We were minutes. Yeah, the reminder of this story is called Jenny, You Really Need to Fart Right Now.
Oh, right.
We were minutes away from the soldiers being released from the cages for the investors to have a look at. Then the screams started. Jennifer's tummy started rumbling, and I told Jennifer, Jen, you really need to fart right now. As I told Jennifer everything about those cakes.
There was so much buildup, and then here we are.
And what Dr. Meinhand had figured out.
I imagine this moment to feel so much different emotionally.
Lemon, I'll storyboard like a better... We'll have like cinematic camera angles and stuff like that.
Okay. Thank you.
I am a woman. I will not fart in front of people.
She exclaimed. I would have left her alone, but the zombie soldiers were everywhere around.
Boots, did a woman get on your microphone and start recording there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I keep a woman here just for that.
For any woman farts.
I'm a woman.
Oh, no, I will not fart in front of people.
Well, hello, ma'am.
Zombies
I'm a woman. I won't fart in front of people.
Lady he keeps, hello.
I would have left her alone, but the zombie soldiers were everywhere around the building at this point. More scared, desperate employees had sought refuge in the room me and Jen were in, and Jennifer was definitely not going to fart now with the increase of people.
I begged her
to fart and release the chemicals to kill off the zombies, but as the cure was the only thing that could kill the zombies.
So... We're military personnel. If only we had some sort of weapon on us.
Chopping their heads off wouldn't work, or any other virus or disease.
Jennifer stood her ground, though, with her grumbling belly and spoke out, I will not fart in front of people. Sorry, I had
But
bring
I'm imagining
in the, I
her standing her ground. Yeah. I'm imagining her standing her ground like sort of E Honda, right?
Her whole body vibrating in place.
Like E Honda.
just hit mid punch a whole bunch of times and it'll come out. It's fine.
No, the farts will come out of me.
Jenny, please, you gotta fart. Yeah, Jenny, please just fart. Jenny, you gotta fart.
So, I mean,
elsewhere in the compound, while this is going on, they still released all the other zombies.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, zombies. In here we're dying, but for safety's sake, you all should probably release the other zombies elsewhere in the compound.
See, the problem is that they hadn't actually invested in a privacy screen.
Yeah. All the managers are like, you can't ask her to do that, okay? We've talked about this.
I would actually love it if the ending is she farts in front of everyone to kill the zombies, everyone makes fun of her. On
well, let's find out. We're real close to the end.
All right.
The zombies then made it through into our room. One positive thought is that when the zombies rip into Jennifer, the gas inside Jennifer's belly will be released and kill the zombies off.
I don't think that's how farts work.
It didn't have to be this way, though. Well, the gas exists. It has to go somewhere, right?
Okay. But a fart is not...
What?
Okay,
all never right, mind. Dr. Never my mind. Hand.
My labor! We don't know what's in these tablets, so it could be... Who knows?
It's Wolfenstein. If you shoot him in the hand, he's just like, ah, mine hand!
Exactly.
It didn't have to be this way, though, if Jennifer had just farted.
Wow.
It just hits you right here, you know.
Jack, can you read the response by Millionaire Manny?
Yeah. Laughing emoji.
Yo, what's up? It's Millionaire Manny!
Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji.
Thank you.
Yay!
Hey, Portex.
Yeah.
In the end of the document here, Vampire Software has put together a list of titles.
Ooh.
Do you think you could take all of these titles?
Oh,
here
I can do
end,
it. I
document?
Can do it.
Thank you.
I believe.
Okay, great. I think you can.
So, list of just various other works by Short Story One. Number one, lists are terrifying.
True. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
My 5-year-old boy committed genocide and now wants his Batman toy that I promised him.
What's that part of the arrangement? Listen, okay. All you have to do is commit genocide and I'll give it back.
Marlo doesn't care any more than his wife
is
quirky.
I definitely thought that said Mario.
I'm addicted Mama to Mia. I'm addicted to smoking fingers. On the grill? Same. I don't know.
Same. Yeah.
The robot keeps asking my daughter to take off her makeup.
Okay.
I have to do a lap dance for a bunch of statues.
That's pretty hot. Okay. Yeah, I like
I'm
that.
I'm just picturing the YouTube thumbnails for all of these. My wife and son. Some asshole gray.
I have to do a lap dance for robots?
You know exactly what this is.
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Someone definitely has to make all those.
Ugh.
My wife and son cannot function properly in life without seeing me in a dress every morning.
Seems like you're working something out there today.
I drank a weird energy
drink.
That one
seems a little personal.
Yeah.
Finally, at the age of 25, I get to see what I look like.
Okay.
It's only poisonous if you don't eat it.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm trying to scam you.
Okay, that's all right.
Definitely
all right. It's a new. I like this approach.
I think that would exist in real life, yeah. Though.
You know what? Actually, even better. If someone could make R.L. Stein Goosebumps covers of all of these, that would be great.
Yeah.
The painting that
so many people dying of fright.
The painting that doesn't like being stared at.
That is an R.L.
See, that's
Stein,
an
right?
R.L. Stein.
That's exactly an R.L. Stein.
I am a 40-year-old man, and my mother is still giving birth to me. Oh, dear.
Ew. Ew.
Don't
ew.
Cover
ew.
That one.
Ew. 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 Listen, I know it won an Oscar, but I am not watching
that's
this David Cronenberg
yeah,
movie.
That's from a different website.
Can't turn a demon into a housewife. Now, that's an 80s comedy maker right there.
You say that in
I went to a place, and I was terrified because it had no rules.
Well, that's Mr.
Chuck
Beast.
My wife is so controlling, she always wants me to stab her. Yeah. Every time I come home, my wife pretends she's dead. People come to me because I'm the worst therapist in the world. Okay. My girlfriend keeps getting angry at me because I am not replying to her Ouija board messages. Oh, like she's dead and he's not. That's kind of funny.
I bought a Luigi board.
A Luigi board?
That's why he's not answering.
A Wawek board. I murdered my son because he got me a present that I actually wanted for my birthday. See, that's a twist. Normally you would murder your son for not getting you the present you want.
You got it for Christmas instead?
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm a Just Stop Oil activist, and I threw oil at a cursed painting. Am I the ass?
Okay, well that's a creepypasta then, right? Like you're protesting oil, so you throw the oil like at the painting.
These are all creepypastas.
And then the painting comes to life.
Oh, see, good.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters too.
Yeah,
I help people with their fear of paying bills. Terrifying. We are the immigrants and we belong in Western societies. I don't know how that figures in anything.
Next. Okay. Fast forward, Fast skip.
Yep, we're not doing... Don't include that one. That's bad. Don't kiss your love robots during winter, which I did check.
Oh, otherwise you'll stick to them like in a Christmas story.
Yeah, I checked it out and that is the story.
That's kind of the point.
Okay. Like it. Yep. You'll shoot your dick out, kid.
Now you see, Christmas Story was...
We're going to have to take you to Dr. Minehan, and you know he's terrible.
I love being spied on by the government.
Is one of them. That's not me. That's not me saying that. I'm only okay with it. My wife's employees are not going to get bonuses this year because of me.
Well, that might be a real Reddit post.
I am a doctor, and I have managed to cure a form of racism.
I'm going to click that one.
All right. That's a Salon.com article.
Is it with bumper stickers? I had...
Yeah. I just put coexist on the back. Bang. Gone. You're welcome.
Oh, that one has a comment that says, I'm not sure if it was your intention or not, but this came off as very racist apologist. And then short story says, okay, no, the story is about a fucked up doctor who went crazy, like literally went batshit insane.
Maybe he didn't manage to cure that form of racism. It was a different form of racism, not the one.
Right, this person made the mistake of thinking short story one had like a message in any of his stories.
Yep, exactly.
The message is, I am short story one, and I am posting stories. Yeah. I had to keep proving to a man that he hasn't murdered my family.
He just kept saying sorry.
All right, that's kind of
I keep winning money on the most strangest lottery ever.
Okay.
And finally, my family always let the monsters in the forest do the voting for us.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's like a where the wild things are kind of situation.
Maybe we'll see if the
okay.
That story starts. The first sentence is okay. My family are rich, and with us being rich, we can do a lot more activities than the average person.
It's true.
That's true.
And then it ends with, it looks like we're all going out to a cafe for breakfast. My father told us. And somewhere within the short paragraphs, I suppose monsters are involved in some capacity.
I guess if by a lot of activities you mostly just mean polo, then yes.
I mean, obviously.
Creamy, and the response to my family always let the monsters in the forest do the voting for us. Creamy Kids 420 in the comments sort of summarizes by saying, wow, that's fucked. Well done.
Perfect.
Yeah, so what did we learn from this?
Nothing. We are now dumber.
That's fucked. Well done.
I like the great thing about the internet is that we get like thousands and thousands of Theodore Sturgeons, but without the talent. Great.
Yes! Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
It's reaffirmed to me that I can just kind of write whatever the hell I want, you know?
Yeah, you can.
It's always been true.
And
yeah.
And people will like it on Reddit.
Oh, that's my mistake.
No,
I haven't
very few people said anything about this game.
People don't like anything on Reddit. They like commenting.
Yeah.
They like their own comments.
I mean, you go on Reddit to not like things.
They like those terrible pun threads.
They do. The uplifting thing about this is that you really can just post whatever the hell you want. There are so many people that don't make anything because the perfect story or novel or movie or whatever in their own head is always better than whatever actually exists out there. So they'll tell you, I'm a great movie director. It's like, well, have you made any movies? No, but trust me, they'd be better than what's out there.
Right.
But like
this
doofus posts, it even says in the description, this guy posts to the same stories to multiple different subreddits. He wants to share. He is desperate to create and share. And you know what? That's great. Keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
You all out there, do that too. I don't care if your story
sucks.
I was saying a new
story every day, but it's more than that. Writes more than a story every day.
Like multiple
stories.
Like two a day, sometimes more. Four or five a day.
Yeah.
Well, and like you said, he deletes several, apparently.
Yeah, so he's still trying. He's still trying out there. He's still going for it. I think that's great.
I guess I also learned that there are like 50 different subreddits that are just creepypasta subreddits.
Well, of course.
Yeah, well, the other ones are doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, like the moderator got kicked off, so like fuck that community.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is like, okay, so obviously it's not like short story one can write at all.
I mean, he like, can write.
Intriguing perspective. I wish to hear more.
Yeah, of like narrative or verbs. Verbs seem to escape this person. But like, as we read through the stories, like you get so overwhelmed by it that you start sort of writing your own stories.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
that are kind of clever.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So it's like, is there something about short story one that actually is not a good writer? Definitely not a good writer. But like, is there something that's good about short story one's premise?
I mean,
or is it just
he's the true
general
idea
shotgun
guy?
Approach?
He's the true idea guy. He comes up with the idea. and other people flesh out the idea to something awesome.
Yeah, because like, it's not the writing that's compelling. It's the love of writing that's compelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just see that
there's a bunch of
like posts that are like, the consensus is that Short Story 1 is using AI because all the stories are like this. And then he just jumps in and is like, nope, wrote it myself. Do you have proof? I don't. He does that
this doesn't
a lot,
read like
almost
AI.
Every day. Like he has to jump in and be like, nope, I'm a real person.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's AI. If it's AI, this is way better AI than everyone else has.
So the only way this would be AI is if it was trained on Short Story 1 stories.
Not a bad idea.
Which is enough content for that to work.
I mean, he's using AI. He just puts in the prompt of like, write this story with this premise. Make writing very, very bad. No worse.
That? Achilles, what did you say? There was a gas leak in the subreddit? Like, yeah.
Yeah, like you're saying idea guy, like generally, like I don't like it at all when somebody comes up to me and says like I have an idea for a website.
Oh, definitely.
I don't like that.
Yeah, definitely. No.
But if somebody were to say, here is a Google Doc of 500 ideas that I have for a website, I mean, I'm gonna read them.
Well, and
with that quantity, there has to be one I actually enjoy.
And he isn't just an idea guy because he's creating things. They're not good, but
he's
creating them.
Yeah, he actually puts it out there, which I genuinely do like. I encourage all of you to put out, if you have a shitty story in your head right now, put it out there. Yeah. I don't care if it's terrible. It can't be worse than this, and even if it is, I want to see it.
It can't be worse than this. It can't be worse than this. And you can flesh out the thing with the guns in the shopping mall. Like, there's actually something in that one.
I want a 50-chapter manga about the people in the shopping mall pointing the guns at each other.
Maybe you can skip over Patrick only eating attractive people.
No.
That is all the oxygen it needs.
He's got, like, all the parts of, like, a Lego castle, and then you look at it and you're like, that's... There's something... You're missing a lot of pieces here.
No, I maintain, if you're a practical effects person, I bet you could come up with a good design for Patrick as a monster that eats only attractive
people. Hey, can I just read the first paragraph of a story I actually like here?
Sure.
Okay.
The whole community had taken part in the best password competition. It's an exciting competition to be a part of, and I even took part in it. Everybody hoped that their passwords to their emails, bank accounts, and other websites will be enough to win them the best password competition. The prize is that our identity will be transformed into a handsome individual, and because we are all ugly, we wanted to be a pretty or handsome individual. Everybody was giving their bank account passwords and their email passwords. The atmosphere was amazing, and we all wanted to win, and we all knew it was going to be competitive.
See?
There's flashes of brilliance even if they're completely accidental.
The world is a better place because that's in there. I'm just saying, everyone else can contribute. You can all make the world a better place in the same way.
And if you're the kind of person that likes making dumb shit, you can share it on Ballpit. That's BALP.IT. We make a bunch of dumb shit as well. Portex, what kind of dumb shit are you making lately?
It's the year of the dragon, so I've been drawing different kinds of dragons and posting them in my dragon thread. If everyone hearing this right now, contribute to the dragon thread. I don't care if you can't draw.
It's a good thread. No, there's lots of people who can't draw in that thread, and that's great too.
That's not true. I love all the dragons in there. But if you listen to this right now, if you say you can't draw, even better. Put your dragon in there. I want to see
draw a dragon. Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
I love a three doppelganger sentence.